USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden is now taking an aggressive approach to defending Obamacare, challenging not just President Donald Trump, but also some of his rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination who want to replace the current insurance system with a fully government-run model. The former vice president will spend much of the coming week talking about his approach to health care, including remarks he'll deliver at Iowa's presidential forum sponsored by AARP. His almost singular focus on the 2010 health care law has been on display during recent campaign stops in early voting states. In Iowa, he declared himself, quote, against any Republican and any Democrat who wants to scrap Obamacare. Later in New Hampshire, he said, we should not be getting rid of Obamacare, we should be building on it, a reference to his approach to add a government insurance plan known as the public option to existing changes that sell private insurance. This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
The president's July 4th salute to America was over budget, and now the D.C. government wants Trump to pay for it. With that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser has asked President Trump to reimburse the $1.7 million his Salute to America 4th of July celebration cost her government. Bowser said the president's event and adjacent First Amendment demonstrations depleted the district's already taxed emergency planning and security fund by nearly $2 million. She also said the Trump administration has yet to reimburse the district the $7.3 million cost related to the 2017 presidential inauguration. The president's salute to America consisted of an assortment of military equipment, such as tanks and several flyovers. The National Park Service diverted nearly $2.5 million for the celebration. The president said before the event that the cost would be little compared to its worth.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
India aborted the launch of a spacecraft intended to land on the far side of the moon less than an hour before liftoff. The Chandrayaan-2 mission was called off when a technical snag was observed. The 640-ton, 14-story rocket launch, according to the Indian Space Research Organization. The countdown abruptly stopped at T-56 minutes, 24 seconds, and Groupstad said the agency would announce a revised launch date soon. Chandrayaan, the word for mooncraft in Sanskrit, is also designed for a soft landing on the lunar South Pole to send a rover to explore water deposits confirmed by previous Indian space missions. With nuclear-armed India poised to become the world's fifth-largest economy, the nationalist government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is eager to show off the country's prowess in security and technology. If India did manage the soft landing, it would be only the fourth to do so after the United States, Russia, and China. The United States is working to send a manned spacecraft to the moon's South Pole by 2024. Modi has set a deadline of 2022 for India's first manned space flight. Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer traded the lead, playing until an unprecedented fifth-set tiebreaker was required to settle their Wimbledon final. In the end, it was Djokovic who was victorious, coming back to edge Federer 7-6, 1-6, 7-6, 4-6, 13-12. This is USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.